The Parnell administration is still looking for a way to replace the work done by the Alaska Coastal Management Program before it was forced to close at the end of June. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The state's Coastal Management Program was involved in getting permits for development projects in coastal areas by acting to coordinate local, state, and federal requirements. A bill that would have allowed its work to continue failed to pass during a special session this year after Governor Parnell threatened to veto it. The state's Director of Oil and Gas, Bill Barron, told the House Resources Committee this week that working through a series of permitting issues has always been an impediment to the oil industry's ability to put more oil into the Trans-Alaska pipeline. And he said, once the Coastal Management Program closed, a new layer of work has developed, since it is now the responsibility of individual companies to coordinate their work with governmental agencies at all levels.
That may sound really fast as an okay thing. That is a real issue. It's an issue that has come up in several of the meetings that we've had in the general public. It's a discussion that we're ongoing right now having with several of the operators and the companies that we're dealing with in the DNR and the DOG.
The Department of Natural Resources has established a special task force on permitting to come up with alternatives to the Coastal Management Program for developers. Barron told the committee that its plans do not now include trying to reestablish the old coastal management system. Instead, he said the task force is looking at modifying the Office of Project Management and Permitting, or OPMP.
So what we're trying to structure is, recognizing that OPMP has worked very well, is there a way that we can have, gosh, for the lack of a better term, OPMP light, something that a smaller company can use to help coordinate that? Is that a twist on ACMP? Maybe. Depends on how you slice the words.
Bethel Democrat Bob Herron, one of those who attempted to negotiate a continuation of coastal management during this year's regular and special sessions, asked Barron about the practical side of the administration's work.
Is OPA light going to be recognized by your federal counterparts?
I believe that part of that is how we structure it and how we present it. But we'll find out.
Recreating coastal management is the goal of a voters' initiative that the administration is currently reviewing before allowing petitions that could put it on next year's ballot. Juneau Mayor Bruce Botello is one of the sponsors. He says before the program was lost this summer, it provided state and local participation in planning and management of development. But it was also an advantagement to developers.
One of the great features of coastal zone management is the opportunity for basically one-stop permitting. The idea that all agencies would work together in terms of a streamlined permitting process and coordination, which now is lacking. And, of course, the second element, which I think is of particular importance, is that the federal government would be required to submit its plans for review.
The Department of Natural Resources will be back before the committee during the regular session. The initiative was submitted to the Lieutenant Governor's office October 7th. A determination is due by December 6th on whether sponsors may try to gather nearly 26,000 signatures to put the question on next fall's ballot. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.